My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's gospel reading teaches us that the sick and the maimed are for us not to be the objects of the scorn, but potential reservoirs of God's mercy. Saint Francis of Assisi, for instance, understood this like this. At one time in his life, he had a terrible fear of lepers. Then one day, when he was out for a walk, he heard the warning bell that lepers were required to ring in the Middle Ages. When a leper emerged from the clump of the trees, Saint Francis saw that he was horribly disfigured. Half of his nose had been eaten away. His hands were stubs without fingers, and his lips were oozing white pus. Instead of giving in to his fears, Francis ran forward, embraced the leper, and kissed him. Francis' life was never the same after that episode. He had found a new relationship with God, a new sensitivity to others, a new energy for his ministry. This is what exactly what happened in the life of St. Francis of Assisi. A relation to be with God, a new sensitivity to others, and a new energy for his ministry, to God, to others, and to himself. And this is what exactly what we heard in the gospel. And even the gospel and the first reading, second reading, the gospel, they echo three messages related to dwelling in the presence of the Lord. The first of all, the miraculous healing speaks of the divine power and the mercy of the Lord that includes everyone, even the lepers who were excluded from the society under the Mosaic law. Jesus came to save the lost sheep, not those who were already saved. He opens his arms to all, drawing them all to himself with his infinite healing love. And secondly, Jesus tells us the cured leper not to say anything to anyone. It is in fact, in the context of Mark, a messianic secret, it was also necessary for the public ministry of Jesus, for many would see him as only a miracle worker and forget his work as the divine Messiah. People would look for the temporary manifestations of power in the miracles and forget manifestation of the power of God. Jesus did not want such things to happen. Every miracle is the external manifestation of the inner spiritual activity. I repeat, every miracle is the external manifestation of the inner spiritual activity. And thirdly, the message is that once one is cleansed by Christ through his messianic healing, the person is expected to freely proclaim the gospel and to spread the good news to all. This is exactly what the cured leper did. He was excited with his healing and he could rejoin the community. He had found the truth, the way and the life in Jesus. He went ahead and shared it with others, proclaiming the messianic message. At the same time, it should be noted that the actions of leper, contrary to Jesus' command to say nothing to anyone, made it difficult for Jesus to openly speak in the towns, because the people would have tried to make him their leader and their king. As such, Jesus had to distance himself in the country in order to continue his work. And today, what exactly happening in our lives is this. We are so much worried about the temptations. We are so much worried about the desires. We are so much worried about the things that we long for. But God has a plan in the life of every one of us. If the plan of ours with the Spirit of God that is instilled within us, it is that grace which fills all of us to walk with Him, to be guided with Him, and to be strengthened by Him, and to be led by Him. Even one temptation of Jesus could lead Him to a deserted place. One grace of God that touches our hearts and our minds would lead us to the presence of God. I repeat, one temptation of Jesus would lead into the deserted place. And it is that one grace of God, when it touches our minds and our hearts, that would lead us to the presence of God. That's what exactly we are here to experience, that grace in our lives. And that grace is much more stronger than we feel when we receive from above. When we feel from above. When we are strengthened by above. And that grace and that Spirit we need today in order to become the true followers of Jesus Christ. And therefore, let us ask God to give us that strength, that we all of us may be touched and filled with the Spirit of grace. Amen.